So let's start with the basics. What would Measure 101 do?
Well, as you know, the Affordable Care Act called for states to expand Medicaid, provide health insurance for most of the state's poorest people. And to do that, the federal government provided lots of money. And now those funds are being reduced. So last legislative session, the Democrats, Republicans, hospitals, health insurance companies, just about anybody involved in healthcare, they got together to come up with a tax package to pay for Oregon's expansion. And so a yes vote on Measure 101 would maintain that package, and a no vote would eliminate basically two parts of it, namely a 0.7% increase to an existing tax on hospitals and a 1.5% tax on health insurance contracts.
As you pointed out, Kristen, that health funding package was for the most part a bipartisan compromise, and pretty much all of the healthcare industry that would be taxed supports it. So why are we voting on this?
Yeah, you know, a small group of Republican legislators basically didn't like the tax. There was, I think, Representative Cedric Hayden and Julie Parrish.
Representative Sal Esquivel from Medford was in that group as well.
That's right, yeah. And so their Stop Healthcare Taxes Committee collected the signatures to put it on the ballot, and they say the package is unfair because it doesn't apply to unions and big corporations. They say the burden's been placed on small businesses and individuals have to buy their own insurance. You know, and they also don't trust the Oregon Health Authority. They think the taxes might be used for other purposes than Medicaid, and they point to things like Medicaid overpayments and Cover Oregon as evidence the OHA isn't that good with money.
Okay, who supports Measure 101?
Well, the Democratic and Republican lawmakers who passed the tax, they obviously want to pass it. And at last count, the Yes on Measure 101 campaign had something like 160 endorsements. And that was from, you know, hospitals, health insurance companies, unions, churches, schools, firefighters endorsed it, housing advocates, climate activists. They all think it's cheaper to treat people who have health insurance than to treat them when they turn up sick in the emergency rooms without insurance. And Measure 101 supporters also say that hospitals and insurance companies are not going to let the new taxes been spent on anything other than Medicaid expansion. And they say numerous legal decisions have blocked governments from levying taxes on health insurance programs run by large corporations, you like Nike or Intel.
A major point Measure 101 opponents make is that if it passes, it would increase everyone's health insurance costs. Is that true?
Well, it's complicated. You know, on the one hand, the taxes in the tax package would likely be passed on to consumers, so that would be extra money. But on the other hand, Measure 101 would pay for a program that pools risks among insurers. And that program saves each consumer an estimated $300 a year. That's according to the state.
So what happens if Measure 101 passes?
Yeah, the short answer is not much. The Medicaid expansion tax package would continue for the next couple of years. And after that, more money will be needed to maintain an expanded Medicaid population. And that's because the federal government plans to continue cutting its Medicaid contributions.
And what happens if the measure fails?
Yeah, if it fails, legislators have a large hole in the budget they're going to need to fill as soon as possible. You know, the legislature meets for its biannual short session next month, and that will be dominated by efforts to try and find a new way to pay for Medicaid expansion. The chief opponents of Measure 101, that is Cedric Hayden and Julie Parrish, have proposed a Plan B. They think a combination of tobacco taxes and hospital taxes could fill the budget hole, but it's not clear that would generate enough money or attract the votes to pass. And if replacement money isn't found, many of the hundreds of thousands of people who secured insurance under Medicaid expansion, they would lose coverage.
Thanks, Christian.
Yeah, my pleasure.